This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Well, the issue over the entrada to the Fiestas de Santa Fe in September may not be over, even though it was agreed to pull the opening event because of the issue the Pueblo people had with the representation and recreation of the entrance of Don Diego de Vargas to Santa Fe in 1692, there's a petition to restore it. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The petition, which was started on change.org by Ellie Bransford, has garnered nearly 800 signatures of people saying the city made a bad decision in getting rid of the entrada. The decision was apparently a mutual agreement among the city, the Caballeros de Vargas, and the Fiestas Council. The Archdiocese also had a hand in it, as did the All Pueblo Council. The petition specifically states, quote, "This tradition generally has been accepted, celebrated, and even loved by the overwhelming majority of locals, including the various indigenous peoples that have been here for generations. If this tradition can be removed because of the loud voice of a few, no tradition or past heroes are no longer safe." The issue with the entrada started with protests by Native Americans several years ago, but came to a head last year with protests that resulted in 8 arrests. The Caballeros de Vargas have staged the pageant since 1911. It's doubtful that despite the petition, the entrada will return. The Caballeros say they're working on a new event. More after this. Another protest is yielding results, apparently. A group called the Tularosa Basin Downwinders, who were descendants of those who lived there when the first atomic bomb was exploded at White Sands, not far away, say the nuclear test caused cancer in nearby residents and the government has done nothing about it. Recently, they traveled to Washington to testify in Congress, and now the National Cancer Institute says they'll be releasing a study next year on the cancer risks of those folks. Institute spokesman Michael Levin told the Associated Press that researchers are examining data on diet and radiation exposure on residents who lived near the World War II-era Trinity test site, and scientists expect to finish the study by early next year. The descendants are pressuring Congress to include them in the Federal Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. They say the Trinity test caused generations of families to suffer from rare cancers and economic hardship. The Institute said it may release the study's findings to descendants before the publication, depending on the scientific journal's policies. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
Whether the study was done specifically because of the downwinders' repeated protests, we don't know, but cannot imagine they didn't have an effect. Protests, if done right, do work. If done wrong, they tend to have an opposite effect. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.